your money. And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, and I'm here with the woman herself, Becky Ivins. How are you this morning, Becky?
Good morning. I am feeling better.
Are you?
I am.
Good.
Stronger every day.
I'm glad to hear your voice is a lot stronger, and well, I love that.
The one thing with the COVID is you cough a lot.
Yeah.
And it hurts your vocal cords because you just cough nonstop.
Right.
So it took a while for those vocal cords to heal. But we're pretty feisty about now.
We are. Now, right now in real estate, so typically this is kind of a low time of movement and everything, but that's not what I'm seeing. Is that, what are you?
Do you know, real estate used to, back in the day, would kind of slow down right after Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And it really didn't pick up big again until almost spring break.
That you long? Would,
well, it was winter. Who yeah. wants to move in the wintertime, right?
Sure, right.
Well, several years ago, I'm trying to think how many years ago, that would have been maybe 6 or 7 years ago, we had January was our biggest sales month of the year. And I think it's driven by different things. It's driven by, sometimes by weather. You know, we have what we call Indian summer here,
right,
sometimes, where we get 80 degrees on New Year's Day.
Love those days.
Yes, I know, right? We had some of those days recently,
yeah,
right? But mostly by, it's driven by supply and demand,
mm-hmm,
and interest rates.
Yeah.
And interest rates kind of took a major dip from what they had been, and we had a lot of activity. And for some reason, people, it was kind of after the recovery,
mm-hmm,
from the 2008 fiasco,
mm-hmm,
in about 2012, I think it was. I guess that was 8 years ago.
Yeah.
I think that's the year that we started having year-round real estate. I can't really pinpoint
yeah
it, but we, the era it was. Now we have year-round real estate.
Yeah.
People don't wait because the supply and demand. We have such a limited number of listings that if you find one, you better get it yesterday.
Yeah. And I think it's also because people oftentimes begin their search on the internet, which now during their holiday season, they spend more time. They
They look at open houses.
Look at open houses, right. You can do a... We use the Matterport camera that allows people, if you go to BeckyIvins.com, you can virtually walk through any of our listings, which
right
is just incredible. So it's a fun time. But we're here today with Ken McBride, president of Chicago Title Oklahoma. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Mark.
I always love it when we have Ken here.
I know. Ken, you guys used to be Capital Abstract.
Yes, we did.
Did you get my message this week? I left it at the CrossRock office. Some phone system must have gone out and come back on, and it answered Chicago. It answered Capital Abstract, and I was going, "What?" So I left a message on there, but it's probably so obsolete that no one's checking that. But that's our electricity's, you know, has flashed on and off. So, but you guys have been around a very long time,
since 1935.
Wow, that's longer than we've been around, isn't it?
It's a long time. Yes, it is.
So the closing process is something that we talk about often, but we're going to talk about it a little bit differently today. How is your business?
Our business, of course, we follow the real estate market, and this has been an amazing year in the real estate market. And so we have been extremely busy. In fact, it's really gone up faster than we were able to accommodate. And it's, you know, this is one of those things that early in the year, it was very difficult to predict what would happen this year. And so we really weren't prepared for this. And we've been playing catch up most of the year. We've got an amazing group of people, but we have been stretched absolutely to the limit in every part of our business, and we've been working hard to get caught up.
Do you think part of it has been the refinance?
A good part of it has been the refinance, and the proportion of our business that comes from refinance transactions has gone up, but the purchase side has also been very, very busy, and you know, realtor customers have been very successful and have really been selling a lot of homes. I mean, I always used to think that the real estate market was driven to a large part by job creation in your market area, but this year, in spite of the downturn in the oil and gas industry, we've seen an amazing real estate market, and quite frankly, I don't fully understand why, but we are beneficiaries of it, and I'm grateful.
Well, you know, recently, very recently, we sold 3 people properties from California.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like the politics in California, so they're moving to Oklahoma. And they can live like a king in Oklahoma, housing-wise, compared to their little efficiency apartment in California. So, and when people start working from home, that when they realize they could work from home in their little efficiency apartment, where they could get a 4-bed, 3-bath house on an acre in Oklahoma, mm-hmm. for the same monthly payment, they want to move to Oklahoma.
You're right, and it's interesting. I spoke yesterday with my sister. Her family lives in California, and she was just talking about my niece and nephew out there are both living in rental properties and struggling to do that, struggling to make ends meet. And I asked her, I said, how do young people who are just getting started in their career and in their profession, how do they afford the overall, not just the cost of housing, but the cost of everything else to out California? And she said, they're struggling. It's very, very challenging.
You know, something interesting about the California market is that it's so different from Oklahoma in the rental market. Because you can have a $1.2 million house in California. Very often, it's going to rent for about $2,800 to $3,000 a month. Now, if you think about that, the rent, because the people don't want to sell it, they're waiting for the market to go up, but you can't get as much rent in California for your investment as you can in Oklahoma. And if I had $1.2 million, I'm not putting it in property in California, because your return on that investment, and that's gross. Say you get $3,000 a month, $3,500 a month. You've got your taxes, you've got your insurance, and you've got maintenance on the property, and you've got vacancy. So that's not a real good investment. Sometimes people in California preserve their investment by getting a rental for 2 or 3 years and plan to move back. So, but the rental market in California is quite different than Oklahoma.
Yeah, we're seeing some West Coast investors invest in Oklahoma. We have several that we work with regularly,
yeah.
who are, when you have this type of house come on the market, call me, I will buy it. And that's one of the things that's driving the market here in Oklahoma, is it's a great investment area.
Well, it is. And the fact is that it's a lot easier to sell someone from a different state a house with our technology that we have now, our video walkthroughs and just overhead pictures from, you know, GPS even, where you can see, well, does it back up to an apartment? Is the railroad track 2 doors down that's going to shake it or something like that?
Yeah, and COVID is really has kind of propelled us into that. And Ken, right after the break, we'll talk about that. What has changed in title because of COVID and the new fraudulent things we're seeing?
I tried to go to a closing yesterday, couldn't go. COVID, they don't welcome the realtors there anymore.
We sit out in the parking lot and wait.
I know, which is awesome.
We'll be right back with more with Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move on News Radio 1000 KTOK. Ooh. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins team, here with Becky Ivins.
Morning, Mark.
Broker owner of
there you go.
Movers Real Estate. And we're here with Ken McBride, president of Chicago
Title. And I'm usually known as the team leader, so there you go.
Yeah, broker owner, team leader.
Part of the team.
I don't think anyone has ever considered you just one of the team.
I don't know.
No. There's no one that I've been a part of that when you walk into a room with a group of realtors, look at that. I had that.
There you go.
My childhood, I have a tendency to say realtor. Yeah, I'm trying
Every time he says that, I have to say doctor.
So I am I'm correcting myself there. They look to you, like, because you have a you've done this for successfully.
For a while.
For a year or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. It's
well,
fun.
It's fun
to be around.
It's fun.
Yeah.
We have this little Facebook group that I've been chiming in a little bit more on that. The Facebook group is Oklahoma OKC Real Estate Professionals. And somebody will pose a question. I mean, I've posed questions there, mm-hmm. like, who do you know that works on submersible pumps or something like that? And we get an answer, right?
Right.
And you get recommendations, and then you ask questions about procedure and stuff.
Yeah.
It's not an advertising forum. In fact, you get kicked off if you try to advertise one of your listings. But since the COVID shutdown, stay-at-home orders and all that kind of stuff, I have kind of chimed in on that a little bit more. And the folks have been very kind because there's some nasty ones on there that'll let you have it, man. For the most part, that was the discussion this week, is how ugly realtors can be toward each other. And I'm thinking, it was by a couple of people, there were two different posts, a couple of people that haven't been in business that long. And so they've not experienced a great number of realtors. My experience is that realtors, for the most part, are very cooperative with each other. You have to have cooperation in order to actually do your job.
Right. It's the essence of our business is you have two parties.
And so, anyway, that's been kind of fun.
Yeah.
We're here today with Ken McBride, who's president of Chicago Title, Oklahoma. And we want to talk about a couple of different things. We want to talk about title charges. We also want to talk a little bit about fraud. And title fraud is a big deal, and you have found that that's expanded past just the title itself, but there's all kinds of fraud.
You're right, Becky, and I think there's no limit to the ingenuity and the creativity and sometimes the audacity of criminals out there who devote their time and their attention and their talents to swindling people out of their hard-earned money. And lately, the thing we've seen more and more of is people, a lot of property is owned either in the name of a trust or in the name of an LLC, a limited liability company, or a partnership or a corporation. And people have decided that they can forge and recreate a document that would make it appear that they're the person who is authorized to act on behalf of that entity. And this is not just in Oklahoma, it's nationwide. And some of these people are very poor at it, and their efforts at forging documents are horrible, but still they persist and they insist that the actual people are not the right people, the criminal is the right person. And I don't know how they think they're going to get away with this, but apparently somebody's gotten away with it, or they wouldn't continue to do it.
Well, and we get offers often from LLCs, particularly on a little bit of the lower dollar properties that would be more of a rental investment property. And they are signed by the LLC itself. I mean, like, you look at the electronically signed, and let's just say it's ABC Properties LLC. And that's supposed to be make-believe in case there really is one of those. I'm not insinuating that
To all the lawyers listening out there.
Yeah. Yeah. But what the signature on there will be ABC Properties LLC. And that can't be. And we get the hardest, some of the ones that buy the most property in the metro, we get a hard time every single time. So my guess is that they close at companies that let them do that because they are very forceful as to where they close. And we are very forceful that we want to close at a legit closing title company. Because, I mean, our reputation, and frankly, we have a lot of liability in that if we close on a signature that is an entity as opposed to a person, an individual.
You know, Becky, you've brought up something, and you brought it up earlier in regard to the real estate profession, but I think it spreads throughout, and that's integrity. And are you going to be able to rely on what people say and do? And I think pretty well we all try to figure out, are the people we're dealing with reliable? Are they honest? Do they have integrity? And are we going to permit ourselves to be persuaded to doing something that is not right? And of course, most of the title companies out there want to do the right thing, and most of them are torn between accommodating a customer and doing sometimes something that is questionable. And we are fortunate enough to be busy enough that we do not do something that goes over the line. We're just not going to do it. It's not worth it. And like you said, down the road, the liability for all of that, it's just not worth it.
Well, and I think that sometimes when irregularities like that actually happen, and something closes incorrectly, that it's lack of oversight at the title company or the closing company, because it's probably someone that's a little bit newer or doesn't really understand the closing process. And when you're closing, you want someone to understand that closing process, right?
Yes, everybody needs to have a thorough understanding of the process and their role in the process. It's like the other day we had a situation where there were some questions that came up, and some of those questions were ours to answer, but other questions we knew the answer, but they weren't our questions to answer.
Boy, that's a big part of real estate, is staying in the right lane of knowing what you can answer and can't answer, even if you know the part of this. Ken, the question I have for you is, like, with the LLC and some of these other fraudulent, a trust that's signing, has this become more prevalent as we're doing more remote signatures and remote notary, or has that kind of clamped it down?
Well, I don't know if the remote signatures have caused it to increase or if it would have increased otherwise.
Yeah.
But I do know that remote signings represent another level of vulnerability and another level of responsibility to make sure that these people are properly identified and that we know who we're dealing with, even though we are not in the room with them.
So how are those people being identified?
Most of the time we identify them. When we have remote signings, most of the time we have someone who actually witnesses the signature in that location. Mm-hmm. We will retain a notary in that location to actually sign. We do have a process of remote online notary where Oklahoma has a comparatively new statute that permits a remote online notary. And we do those. And there are some very specific steps you go through to identify these people. And I think that one of the good things is that technologically there are new and improved ways to identify people and make sure that you're dealing with the person that you think you're dealing with. And there are very specific steps. And you still, of course, get a photo ID mm-hmm. from this person, but you get it electronically. And you do some comparisons to make sure you're dealing with the person you think you are.
Yeah.
So it's called RON, Remote Online Notary, And what's the difference in a notary and a bank serve notary? Is that a brand or?
Well, bank serve is a company that's owned by our parent company.
Oh, okay. There you go.
And
oh.
So they have notaries really throughout the United States that serve as remote notaries. They are fully bonded. They are fully vetted. And there are quality standards.
Right. Not just go to the cart. The title agency or what, the car place?
Yeah,
okay.
Car place.
Tag agency.
That's exactly. Tag agency.
Okay, we're going to be right back after this on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000
KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, and I'm here with the team leader, Becky Ivins.
Good morning, everybody. We are here with Ken McBride, who is president of Chicago Title Oklahoma, and we're going to start answering some questions that you probably have about title. And if you have a question, call us and ask. It's 840-1000, 405 840-1000. We're live on the air, so give us a call.
It's time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where every day their word is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing, whether it's a small repair or a complete replacement. You can give them a call at 728-2700. That's 728-3700. You can trust Robbins Roofing more than my ability to read. I guarantee you that. So we love Robbins. They take care of
us. You know,
us.
They've had a lot of, we've had the ice storm. And because of the ice storm, you guys are going to start noticing some leaks whenever we get rain, which I think might be tomorrow. We have snow, and as it melts, you might get some leaks. Robbins Roofing will come out and check your roof for free, so call them, 728-3700. You deserve Robbins Roofing. So,
our word of the day. Ken, what is our word of the day?
Well, our word of the day is going to be CPL, which is actually stands for Closing Protection Letter.
Okay. Who issues that?
The closing protection letter is issued on behalf of the title insurance company that is issuing the title insurance.
And you issue that to the lender,
right? Issue this to the lender. That's right. It's usually something that's issued to the lender. And what it does is the title insurance policy that's issued later in connection with the transaction ensures the lender the status of their mortgage loan, and that they do have an enforceable mortgage on that property to be able to enforce the collection of their mortgage note. But the transaction of the closing itself, the lender actually has a certain amount of risk when they send the money off to the title company, and believe it or not, in very rare circumstances, that money is not used for the purpose that it was intended.
Mm.
And while it is rare, it is not a risk that the lender really wants to undertake. And so they request, and sometimes and most frequently, it's a demand and part of the process that's required that the title insurance company issue a closing protection letter that actually ensures that the closing is conducted in accordance with the instructions of the lender and that the funds are received and dispersed in accordance with those instructions. And that's kind of an additional protection for the lender. And so there frequently is a small charge for that closing protection letter.
Isn't that about $25 usually?
It varies, but it's in that range. It's a comparatively minor charge, but it is a charge because this is an additional protection that most lenders, and I would say most because I don't know of any that do not require it, but there may be, and it's certainly something that a lender can require or not require, depending on their preference.
I think the interesting thing there is that there are small charges that are not just made-up charges. I had someone at closing tell me, well, we should, Becky, we need to go into the fee business. I thought, well, there are a lot of fees on here, but they're for actual services that are provided.
That's true, and many of those services, you know, are either required by the lender, and in most transactions, a lender plays a major role in the transaction, or they're necessary in order to verify or prove the title is where it needs to be.
Okay. Well, that's a good explanation for that. I want to invite you guys to call 840-1000 if you have any questions that either Mark or I could answer, or that Ken McBride from Chicago Title Oklahoma could answer. And we do. I'm searching for my little. Okay, there we go. We've got Paul on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. I was just curious. I keep hearing these ads about protecting your title because somebody can steal it, and get this insurance to protect it because your title's not actually protected. Anybody can get your public record and take all that information and run with it. And next thing you know, you don't own your house.
That's Truman. Like Ken, answer that. You know, we've got a incident in Oklahoma. Actually, mostly Oklahoma County. It was different parts of Oklahoma. Being settled up on this week on something like that. It's title fraud, where someone steals the title to your home.
That's, you know, you raise a very interesting question, and there is a product out there right now, and it's it sounds like an insurance, but it really is not an insurance product. It's one of these products where people will check the status of your title from time to time and inform you, and then they might even assist you in clearing up that title, but it's not to be confused with a title insurance policy that you purchase at the time that you purchase your property. That an owner's title insurance is in fact an insurance product, and the companies that back that up are fully regulated by the insurance department. They're subject to audits. They have tons of regulation to make sure that everything is done properly. And the other side of it is, if you have an owner's title insurance product and someone comes in and says that they have a better title than you, the title insurance company, part of their coverage is to defend that title for you at the cost of the insurance company. So I'm not going to say there's no value to those other products, because sometimes you may want to just know if the status of your title has changed. And that's a way for you to know that, but it's not to be confused with an insurance product that actually insures the status of your title.
And Paul, let me kind of go on and expand on that just a little bit, and I'll ask the question to Ken. Ken, the title insurance policy that's purchased at the time of closing ensures that you've got clear title up until the time of closing. Right?
Yes.
Then after closing, if someone clouds that title somehow, it's on you to fix it, not on the title insurance company so much.
Unless they claim that they own by virtue of something that happened before.
Right.
If they claim, or if they just come in and say, you don't own it, we do, then you very well may have a claim on your title insurance policy.
Okay.
But someone... if someone subsequently comes in and forges a name to a deed, that's something that occurred later, and it may not may or may not be covered. But it's one of those things that your owner's title insurance policy does ensure that you own the property. And someone coming in and saying that you don't own it, you may have a claim on your policy.
Okay. And then, Paul, what they do most of the time is they will sign a deed over to forge a deed, signing the title over to say your name happens to be Paul Revere. They would sign that title over typically to Susan K. Revere. Like, it, maybe it's a father giving it to a relative. It appears to be that way. And then Susan K. Revere signs it over to some charitable organization that's an LLC or something. And then they keep changing title to where it's real hard to find the people as to what this is. And it can be very convoluted. But if you live in Oklahoma County, and it appears, no, you probably live in Canadian County from my notes, that not quite as easy in Canadian County, but it can be done. Oklahoma County, we've got Larry Stein as our county assessor. Those records are kept up to date as of close of business the day before. So you can check your title to your property every single day. And I check mine about once a month. I own more than one property, so it takes a little bit. But you just go in and put the address of the property, you look at it, and make sure that it's still in your name. So you can alert yourself, or you can hire someone to alert you for you, I suppose.
I agree.
That's mainly what those are for.
Yes.
That's mainly what those are for, is just to alert you that something's going on with your title.
Right. And they're also a subscription service, so you pay either monthly or by the year or something for that service.
Right.
So that's a great question, Paul.
I appreciate the information. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks for listening to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. I will tell you what, Ken, what's the difference between a title company, an abstractor, a closing company? We have a couple minutes. Let's explain that.
That's an excellent question. In Oklahoma, we have abstract companies that prepare abstracts of title in accordance with the abstract laws. They are regulated by the Oklahoma Abstractors Board. And abstractors, not every abstractor is a title company. And so the abstractors prepare an abstract, which is a compilation of the records relating to a particular piece of property that are from the public record. The title company, or the title insurance company, is an insurance company that is regulated by the Oklahoma Insurance Department and has to qualify, and they're audited, and they're under oversight of the insurance department, regulatory oversight, and they file regular quarterly financial reports. There are limitations of what they can do with their assets, and a title insurance company is the issuer of the title insurance policy, and they're responsible for handling and paying claims under that policy. Now, the title insurance agent is the insurance agent that normally will issue the policy on behalf of the title insurance company. And in Oklahoma, we have two basic kinds of agents. First is a direct agent, which is an agent that is owned by the title insurance company. And we've got several of those in Oklahoma County. Chicago Title Oklahoma is a wholly owned subsidiary of Chicago Title Insurance Company. So we are a direct operation of the title insurance company, and we are all part of the Fidelity National Financial family of companies, which is the largest family of title insurance companies in the nation, $2 billion in reserves and significant financial capability to respond to claims. But other companies are an agent for the insurance company, and they are not owned by the insurance company.
Okay. There's more to talk about, particularly some new type of fraud, when we return.
With more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins team, here with Becky Ivins and Ken McBride, who's president of Chicago Title.
If you have a question, there's still time to call us at 840-1000, 405-840-1000. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Becky. Thanks for taking my call.
You're most welcome.
Questions.
Sure.
Two questions. I'll do the first one. That'll be quick. I'm talking to friends of mine down in Norman about you, and I'm assuming that your websites and everything that you do are working well to attract buyers for the Norman area too, aren't they?
Well, here's our problem with Norman. We list a house, we sell a house, often all in 24 hours. So, yes, we attract buyers, but then we sell those properties. So, certainly.
Okay. Well, I just, I've been listening to you for since you very started for years and years and years.
Oh, awesome.
All about you. And so I was just sure that your, you know, your websites and everything would help attract buyers for down here in Norman, too. Just wanted to talk about
that. People ask oftentimes, Jerry, where do we specialize in selling? Because most realtors kind of have an area of town. And with the longevity that I've had and that my team has had, we have established Central Oklahoma as our market. We go as far as Chandler and Tuttle and Slaughterville. And we do a lot in the Choctaw, Heron, Nuwala area. And the thing is someone will buy a house that we have listed maybe in Edmond, and then they need to sell their house in Norman. So we go down and list the house in Norman, and we kind of bounce back and forth, and as a result have established a very strong market for Central Oklahoma.
Okay. I remember hearing some of that now. That's good. That's great. And then the other question quickly is, what if you've paid cash for your house when you had it built and you don't have a, you don't, I don't, I'm forgotten now if I have any kind of title insurance on it or not to protect from what you've been talking about. I was just wondering about if you don't have any kind of a mortgage on it.
That's a very interesting question. Normally, you would have purchased or had an opportunity to purchase an owner's title insurance policy when you bought your property. But if you did not purchase a title insurance policy at that time, you can look into buying one later. There's nothing wrong with buying. We will prepare an abstract and examine it, and we can give you a quote for what title insurance would cost to purchase it on, as an owner's policy anytime, and be assured that you own your property. If it's a property you'd like to check and find out if you got a title insurance policy on it, frequently you can contact the company, the title company, where you closed the transaction, and they will be able to verify that for you.
Do you remember where you closed it?
Well,
Cleveland County Abstract?
Probably.
Okay,
probably.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a sister company.
It is.
To Chicago Title, Oklahoma.
And we'd be happy to check it for you.
So.
Okay, great. That's what I need to know. Thank you all so much.
And if you have trouble with anything, call my office, and you can find the number for my office. Just Google Becky Ivins. Any way you spell it, I'm going to come up, my guess is. Or go to BeckyIvins.com, and you can find a link. If you go to Becky's favorites, you are going to find Chicago Title, Oklahoma is one of my favorites. They're not the only place we close. We close it most everywhere, but if I get to choose, I'm choosing Chicago Title. But their logo, just click on it, and it's a link to their website. And so it makes it very easy for you. So thank you, Jerry. Appreciate you. And you guys that have not refinanced yet, be sure and go to BeckyIvins.com. Click on you can click on SWBC Mortgage. You can click on First Liberty Bank, and be able to get a good refinance. What's your final word of warning if we've got about a minute and a half about fraud?
Just be careful who you're dealing with. Be sure to know who you're dealing with. Deal with reputable people and vendors who are able to stand behind what they do and who have a good reputation in the community. A lot of times people will have documents that are questionable. Make sure that you're sure about who you're dealing with.
Right. And just go to my favorites page. They're my favorites because I trust them. I trust these people. Anybody on that favorites page, I would trust in my home without my being there. They don't pay to be there. They earn their way onto that page.
If you ever find yourself in kind of unsure waters, give us a call, 722-3232, 722-3232. Ken, McBride from Chicago Title. Always a delight when you're here. I've learned so much, took so much notes. It's great. Thanks for being with us this week on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We'll see you next week.
News Radio 1000, KTOK.